Beginn der Karin Daven, es sagt, es kommt auf Lamm und Wab, beginn der Mirav, geht das Mathe, beginn sich Mare, so geht er, ich meine, die Jura, für das, hey, heul, weiß ich, begieß, wo wir die Bechule sind zu verbieten, to share the wall and do a void with the Psalm Magdash and the blood will also require Kavura. So the Gemara said, Kamash Malan, that's what you need the Pasuk, Alayos Tishbach and the Kamayim to teach you according to Ravasi. So it says, Tim, it's a wonder because Hagiza Atzma, this that you bring the source from the shearing of the wall itself, actually, Shari, it's permitted Kishav Vagazas when you violate it and you do shear the wool. Because the Tizbach Vlaitogas Kamar, it says slaughter but don't shear the wool. It just says the mice is forbidden. It doesn't say that the outcome is forbidden. Because now, like in the Mishnah Perek Alekech Behemoth, Bechor Zav Chafeh Meralv, Sar Bechor Bal Mum, the hair of a firstborn animal that's blemished, Shanasha that falls off, and Nich Bechloin, and you put it in the window, Vachach Shachli, and then you slaughter. Akav Malal Matri, he permits it. And the betalish now we plug in, and even when he, oh, it's the gear that it's actually betalish, when the bach amends, when he even tears it off himself, they also disagree. That even when he violates and he tears it off, it's permitted. And even according to Rabban, who would say it's forbidden, the Gemara explains about it, that's just a gzer, that's rabbinic decree, because he might come to hold on to it. The rice are sharp, but people get permitted. So that's the case. So even if the blood comes out when it's still alive, before he slaughtered the majority, why should it be forbidden? For sure, after the slaughtering, the Ashari then is permitted after loggers even to do the shearing of the wool. So what are you saying that you would have thought that you need all such to come to mid if it's, I mean, it's there, the one who darshans that the Patsik Tizva Chalta, that's the Bibsul Mikdashan, that you only have a het achil mshazvich ve'elich. So for sure, blood that comes out in the zone that shouldn't be forbidden. So what was the Havamina? Yeshem says, you can say, the Sagat Aitach Lemesa Dam, we would have thought that blood would be forbidden, from the Dashin and Basta Velechal, because one of the drashas is that it's permitted meat and not milk. But then the Havadashin Velay Dam, we would have said also it's meat and not blood. And Velay Dam of the Giz of the Sharia, and it's not similar to the shearing of the wool, which, yes, you're right, it's permitted the shearings, because the Giz of Metizbach Nafka, where do we learn that the shearing is forbidden? From the word Tizbach, of slaughtering. The Mashmah Tizbach Velay Togas, it's the Pa'ula, it's the action, the to slaughter, not to shear the wool. But the shearings is permitted. It says, and you'll eat the meat. Mashmah Basa Velechal, it sounds like you'll eat the meat, but not the milk. And Vadam, and also blood is forbidden. And Velas Apa Nasa, and it's coming to say it's forbidden even to have benefit from it. Even though it's not so the same drasha really for blood as it is by milk, because the shari b'achila where that's permitted to eat milk, blood is also a beverage, albeit with an iser, and therefore that we would have thought that it would also be excluded from, and to also have israna. So when we're bringing it, and you're saying, because I would have learned it out from Basar, so because of not blood, so we should have brought the drasha of Basar Blechalav. Why are we bringing the halacha of the Giza? So says Tais, there's two approaches. Either Richard de Milzanaka, just picking the first halacha, where it talks about slaughtering and not shearing, but we really mean the halacha after that, meat and not blood. Or another approach, you could say, is Hachi Perdusha. What we're saying is like this. Yes, we bring the rye from the shearings. Since we see that's forbidden to do the shearings and working with it. Vafilin Malkis, even to the fact that he's going to get lashes, like when before becomes disqualified, which actually a brisa, and Bechayez after his Vav Mabes. Hagoyz is Ba'ivit. Someone does the shearings and works with it, so he gets 40 lashes. And since the Torah is so stringent, where it doesn't even say this, it's so ro lidrish, nami basavali dam, so it's also appropriate to darshan. The same thing that we see with Sumachma Psul Mikdashin, so it makes sense that Darshan also that this that you can eat meat and that would mean also not dam. But it's because we learn how stringent we are, as we see from the 40 lashes from shearing. That the Pasuk is coming to tell us that this is for the milk that came out, not to prohibit the milking. The boy lemedik menei, that means that's what we're learning from the shearing of the wool, because that's where we see the pa'ula, and that's what you get malchus for. And not to say it's forbidden to milk, because we have to be medaik over there, the drasha of basa b'lechalav, that the chalav chulin is shari, that the milk of a chulin animal is permitted
to eat, meaning the fact that we're allowed to have milk from a cow. And the fact that we had to say that the milk of psul mekdashim is forbidden, possibly cholov from meat and not milk. But kabbanim, that's regarding the actual milk itself, versus the pa'ula is by the giza. Teres master begins with the gemara, but dam chalol miyishta. We learn from this pasuk prat ladam kiloach. So that's that excludes the blood of the that spirits, which Pesha Kodrash explains, because the dam chalol mashma, what does it mean, the blood of the slain? She nasas chalom imenu, whatever caused it to be to die. And madam kiloach, on the other hand, the blood that spurts in a nevashet boy, that doesn't cause the life to force to leave. Only from when the droplets get black and onward, which is after it spurts. So it's because it's difficult. The increases of chabezim and alf mashma sounds like the madama, according to one who holds matiba mashchez ve'elich, that from when the droplets get black and onwards, loy also lemuute dami kiloach, that's not coming to exclude the blood that spurts. Not like what Rashi is saying. V'hachi isa asim, that's as brought over the perek dam shchita. Itma, we learned izeu dama kaza, what's the blood of bloodletting? Shanashama yitzit by that causes the life force to leave. V'yichanam isa kozmach mekalech, as long as it spurts. But Shlokasham says Matiba Mishchez Ve'elech, from the droplet that gets black and onwards. So it's on that mandama that we're asking on. Because the Gemara says Meisvei. Gemara says, wait, Ezu Damakaza was the blood of the Chakashana Shemayitzaboy that the life force leaves, calls Mancha Mikaleach, as long as it spurts. Yotze Damatam says that excludes the blood of the remnant that's in some initial shaitis because it just drips out. My love isn't it saying Afila Rishna Achrin Loi, that at any time it drips out, whether before or after, Lamuti Tiba Mashkaras, excluding the droplets that are black? That's the question of Rish Lakish. Now, Beil Rish Lakish. Now, if according to Rish Lakish, Lamuti Dam Kiluach Akasi is coming to exclude the blood that spurts, so Lo Ilum Tikshu Lebraisa, so the Braisa is always going to be difficult on him. El Kulam, or rather, obviously, according to everyone, Dam Kiluach is Neshama Yetzibai, the life force leaves. But Dam Akaza Betchila, Yetzis Shachar. So the rather says tastes a different shot than Rashi. Rather, the blood of bloodletting in the beginning comes out black. Vachel Yetzis Odom, and then it comes out red. Hakol Beloy Kiluach, everything without flowing. Meaning because Taisa says that, I mean, you see clearly, not like Rashi. Because if you say like Rashi, that Dam Shanevesh Yetzibai is excluding Dam Kiluach before it changed to black, so then you're always going to have this question from the Braisa that you see all Dam Kaleach is Dam Shanevesh Yetzibai. Obviously, that's what it says, so it's not like Rashi. So then he says that everyone holds that actually the Dam Kiluach is Neshama Yetzibai, and the Dam Akaz, the beginning, it comes out black and then comes out red, everything without spurting. Then it spurts, and then after it spurts, it gets minimized, and then it starts just dripping out, and then it comes out, you know, without a kiluach. Because much mekaleach, now, as long as it spurts, this idea, the Kamar of Yechon and Yechon says, Hainu emtzai. So that's specifically the middle stage, between the dripping in the beginning and the end. Oler Shlokish. Now, according to Shlokish, Havadam Shanashama Yitzibai, the blood that the soul leaves by. So he holds that's Meshakol HaMashker. That's when the black that drips in the beginning stops, and Umaschel HaHadam, and it starts to get red. Avgav Shadayin in Mekalech, even though it didn't start spurting. Now it makes sense. We're asking Shlokish and Brayz. From the Brayz, like, then we learn Yotza Dama Tamz excludes Dama Tamz from the Shur Shais. It drips out. Pachadam Shais here also drips out. Mishani Loi Lemuti Dama Mashchir. And so that's why he says that no, not like the way you understood. It's not coming to exclude old blood that drips out, but it's just coming to exclude the Dam Hamashchir before it turns it to red. But the blood that drips out after it turned, it is considered Dam Shanashama Yetzibai. So says Toises, Mahoch over here, and our sugya, Legabi Heksha Zeroyim, regarding making food I'm susceptible to Tumah, Lekach in the Machsher, the reason why the black blood that drips out is not Machsher Lekabo Tumah, is Meshum the Dam Chalom Ksib. It's because it says the blood of the dead. And b'le mikadem chal elo isa sheitza achamisa, it's only the blood that comes after it dies, shenaz kevar chal, that it came already chal, prat ledam kiluach, that excludes the blood that's spreading, shein lachamisa, which is not after, it's not after that it's death. Like Teresa explained, because the dam mashcha is the dam sheisis in the beginning before the kiluach. And the chim pish bekunches bekriz, that's Rashi explained the kriz of chal bezim and alf. Now, v'dam shchita v'ipcha. Now, the blood of slaughtering is the opposite. So, yichoshev dam shchita is not considered the blood of shchita, but only the blood that the life force leaves, which is actually the dam mekiluach. Aval acher misein the dam, but after it dies, then it's not called dam. Kedam perkam the pesachim daf tezaim and beis. That the dam mekachim is not machshir, because it says alot tesh b'chen the kamayim, and then the dam shenesh b'kamayim, and which is. And the question is, that spills like water in stamachshir. So on that, Amalai said, "Hanach l'dama tamtz, leave dama tamtz afil b'chul and nami l'machshir." Because dama kara, the pasuk says, "Ki adamu a nefesh, dam shan nefesh yoytze b'kar dama chulu." So b'shchita, it's only the lifeblood that actually when it comes out. So we have Machlikas Rashi and Tosis. What's the dam shan nefesh yoytze b'kar? According to Rashi, it's the black blood that comes out after the spurting stops. According to Taisis, it's after the Shechita that the blood that's black dribbles and then it turns into red and it starts to spurt and then it goes back and dribbles again. According to Rabbi Yechanon, the blood that spurts is the Dam Shana Pesh Yitzibah. According to Rish Lakish, it turns red, that's Dam Shana Pesh Yitzibah, even though it's still dribbling. Next Taisis, Master begins to do the Gemara, the Sarach HaManach is Moin Mechulu. Rish Lakish's kasha was that this clump of the flower offering, do we count that it continues to transmit tumah to other things, or just that it itself becomes tumah? So Pirish Bekunji Rashi explains, what are we talking about? Korte kemach, we're talking about the granules of flour, hatzibunim b'mincha, that are gathered, clumped together in a flour offering, ve'incham and nechnas l'teicha, and the oil didn't get into it, so that couldn't make it hukshle kabot tumah. Do we say that the chibis ha-kodesh will not only make itself possible, but also transmit the tumah to other things? But today's bothered, but I'm tempted to take a second, to begin to say, wait, we starve kli. Why is it the vessel combines the leinah hechsher that it should become susceptible to tumah kilo hokshar kuloi, as if all of it became susceptible? You're saying this oil and the rest of the flour offering that so that's for sure hokshar. So then everything in the vessel should be hokshar. Kamal yishem mitzarv leinu tumah. We find the combined regarding the lachos of tumah and the chsiv and the fact that it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar kaf achas one spoonful darshinan we expand also akas lechol mashik b'kaf achas. That the pasuk is saying whatever's in the spoon is one. The mincha nevelel is b'kli sharis. So Taisa proves his point, says because a flour offering gets mixed in the kli sharis, so it's in the kli sharis, and the kli sharis itself should make it all together as one. And how do we know? Like the mucha perikam of the menachas of Tesa Menach. Dama B'yechanan says bo lazar k'shera. If the mincha was mixed by a non kohen, it's going to be kasher because that mixing doesn't have to be dafka with a kohen. But if it was done chutz l'chemes azara, pesul, if it was done out of the wall of the azara, it's going to be disqualified. Farish time, and the Gemara explains the reason. The kibin the kedusha is klihi, because since it's being sanctified in the vessel, nehidu kun leboi, although it doesn't have to be done by a kohen, it can be done by a zara, but pnim miyaboi, but it has to be done inside the azara. So you see, it's done in the klisharis. Void moreover, dole shayach kibas akkadish. Truth is, you can't even have what the Gemara is entertaining, it's where shlokish halach is geboitan, is built on, is endearment of kedush. That's only you only have the chibas of kodesh when it was sanctified in the service vessel. Mukh like it's obvious. Bereshah menachah is banasachem, but they daf kof al manav. They come. The Gemara says eitzim, the wood kol kamadol the meshatul the bigizar. And as long as it wasn't chiseled down, sawed into logs, limis kashri, it's not susceptible to tumah. Well, the vaynanami the frankincense also kol kamadol the kodesh b'kli. As long as it's not sanctified in the vessel, limis kashri, it's not vulnerable. So again, if we're talking about susceptibility to tumah chibas hakodesh, that means it must have been in the klisharis. Now I've had the but he perik. This says over there in that perik, and of korbeis mabeis can be parah by the parah duma the betama that contracts tumah avakav the chaloyim of the sarv kisarv dummy. Even though it's intended to be burnt, and whatever is intended to be burnt is like it's burnt avaka afra, and it's like it's earth. Because the fact of the endearment of kachim makes it like a food item. Now, I've awesome like a kiddush kli. Either there is no, it's not sanctified in the vessel. Shani para dum is different. However, also b'shchita b'azal kein carbon, because ma'isa you do shchita and you do hazal like a carbon, so it'll have the halacha like a carbon.
And because of the para, also because the stringent para, they were stringent to the chibas akedush to be effective. Okay, but in general, it needs to have a kli. So if that's the case, so back to the question. So that itself should make this clump of flower offering have the same halacha as the rest of the mincha. So Rishon Mitzvah, you can say is actually the Meir Halacha. Actually, we're talking about over here, not like Rashi. But Shloim Nosan Adayin Shemid BeMincha BeTchila Keshasel BeBisa. No oil was put in yet at the flower offering. We're talking about that still in the original container. Well, Kamad Dama, like the one who says, as the Gemara brings in Menachas Avtzadi, Midis Yobes Nishkatcha, that your dry measurement, which is this Bisa, not the Klisharis yet, actually does sanctify, but not the Klisharis. So BeMincha Kedaisha B'Lei Shemen, and it could be a sanctified flower offering without oil. So again, there's nothing here. You can't say like, oh, the klisha should be mitzarfin and combined with the rest. It's not with any oil at all, because it's still in the original container. Or actually, you can talk about the sinner's flower offering or the saitis flower offering, the like a shaman, that there is no oil. And the skadish has this bakli, and then you could say that the flower was sanctified in the vessel, and belinosim by ma'am klal, and there was no water put in at all. So therefore, and there's no oil, because it's meches chayt, meches gedayis, and that's therefore you don't have any tzir of kli to combine it with anything else. But since it says miyulosh and tzard mashma, but the word tzard actually does sound like rashi. It sounds like miktsas alacha, miktsas yevesha. When you say clump, it sounds like, well, some of it is moist and some of it is dry. Now, b'hu adin abamotz lemibayi bebasa kodesh lebo b'mayim. Truth is, we could have said the same question, not just with the mincha, we could have said with the kachem meat that didn't come in contact with water, because the dam kachem, even though there's the blood of the carbon, lemakshah, that doesn't make it vulnerable to a tumah, and therefore the shlokesh could have asked the same question with the meat of a carbon and not just with the flour offering. But the Bach does add on, v'yeshlem, some say, the nokat tzoret shomanach is the reason why we picked specifically that case of the clump of the flour offering, the fish regim lizor, because people are careful, shleyiga ben mayim, that no water should touch him, shom chametz, because of chametz. And therefore, that's why specifically over there, we would ask it in contrast to the case of the basa.